The Germans at the camp, most of them were a transport battalion, and they were going into Stalingrad on the night that Stalingrad got cut off. So they were very lucky they got cut off outside. So they retreated all the way back and gave themselves up to the Americans. The Americans gave them up to the British. And then they were telling me how, they realised themselves. We were not supposed to discuss the war with them, but they were saying obviously they realised that initially they all thought Hitler was a good chap. He really pulled them up with the shoe straps. But then, of course, he obviously did it for his own ends and went too far. They agreed he went too far. And of course, they reckoned as well he was responsible for the debacle they suffered in Russia, because, like they said, they were a transport battalion, and they said many was the time when they got up to the front line, because they had many thousands of miles to go, hundreds of miles, and we get up the front line, and our troops up there, they have nothing to eat, nothing to drink or anything like that, and they have no ammunition. So if the Russians attacked, they used to have to run away, because Hitler went so fast. Instead of the Russians destroyed the railway lines, so instead of building up the railway lines so they could really take the stuff forward, they had to drive these lorries, and they didn't have enough lorries, not the proper lorries. And that some of the lorries that these blokes were driving were what they call wood alcohol lorries, and these wood alcohol lorries, two blokes had to drive them in boiler suits, and they were issued with a saw. And axes, and with decent wood, they used to have to light the fire up in these things, and they could drive for 50 miles. Now they had to make sure that at the end of the 50 miles that they ended up in a wood, because they then had to get out, draw the fire out, go into the wood with their saws and their axes, chop up all the wood, come back, light the fire in this thing, and we could go another 50 miles. So you can imagine what that was like, and a lot of people, wood alcohol, I never heard of it.